While we're waiting for this, I'm Rhonda Jones-Webb, and the last speaker. In addition to being an associate professor in the Division of Epi and Community Health at the University of Minnesota, I'm also director of the Midwestern Center for Lifelong Learning. The study I'm going to present examines how statewide needs assessment data can be used to inform trainings on workforce diversity and succession planning. And I'd like to acknowledge my collaborators. They include Julie Alcorn Webb, Patricia Splett, and Louise Stenberg, who's in the audience today. Okay. Like the other speakers, I have no financial conflict of interest. This particular study was conducted by the Midwestern Center for Lifelong Learning in Public Health, and our center is one of 37 public health training centers in the U.S. We are funded by HRSA, and the public health training centers, as many of you know, they play a very, very vital role. They provide lifelong learning opportunities for the public health workforce, and they very much strengthen the infrastructure of our public health system. The Midwestern Center for Lifelong Learning, one of our goals is to increase the diversity and cultural competencies of the public health workforce. We know that in the next 5 to 10 years, many of our public health workers are going to be retiring, and so this is a real ideal time to think about what that future public health workforce is going to look like. And so we chose to look at workforce training around diversity in the larger context of succession planning. In other words, how do we plan for that next generation of public health workers? So the objectives of our study were to determine the need and interest in diversity and succession planning and other training among local health departments in Minnesota. And then second, to establish baseline data about the diversity of our public workforce in Minnesota. Okay. Our sample included 81 county, city, and tribal health department leaders. We had a very good response rate. Of the 81 participants who we sampled, 60 agreed to participate in the survey, and that yielded a response rate of 74%. Our participants represented a mix of jurisdictions in Minnesota. Participants included 60 of the 87 Minnesota counties, 49 of our 52 community health boards, and 3 city health departments, and 1 tribal agency. This is just a map of Minnesota. It includes the community health boards and counties. It just gives you a sense of the where our participants were sampled, the different counties and community health boards. The black lines represent the community health boards, and the gray lines, which are a little difficult to see, represent the counties. We collected our data using an online survey with telephone follow-up. Participants had an opportunity to take the online survey or to take it via the phone. Our questions included information about the racial ethnic composition of the target population that the agency served, as well as the racial and ethnic composition of the workforce in that agency. Okay. So we asked for actual percentages of the population that in the agency, served by the agency, that were African American or Hispanic or Asian American or white. And then we asked questions about whether the agency had a written plan related to succession planning or diversity. So it was a simple yes-no question. In addition to asking questions about workforce diversity and succession planning, we also wanted to get a sense of some of the other training needs of our local health departments. And so we asked questions about training needs around accreditation, specific skill sets, and these are some of our results. About 38% of our participants indicated they had a succession plan. 23% or a smaller percent indicated they had a plan to increase a diversity in their workforce. Another 22% indicated they plan to create a plan to increase diversity. So a little less half either had a plan or had planned to create one. And then more than half said that succession planning was very high, was high or very high concern. Again, we ask about other training needs. 62% of our participants said that their agency needed external assistance around employee training, and that 48% indicated they had an interest in workforce development. You know, ideally, you want your workforce to reflect the population served in terms of, particularly around racial ethnic diversity. In Minnesota, we found that there was a large discrepancy between the diversity of the population in the local health department jurisdiction and then the diversity of the actual workforce in that local health agency. And this is just a table that I think really captures that well. On the y-axis, you'll see the diversity rate. So that's the percentage of non-whites, and that scale ranged from 0 to 4, 5 to 9%, or 10% or greater. Okay. And we chose 10%, meaning at the very high end, and just based on the demographic characteristics of Minnesota, we thought a 10% in terms of other racial ethnic groups was a good indicator of diversity. So the light bar represents the percent of local departments with population diversity in that range. Okay, so 43% of our participants came from agencies with that served a population with a diversity rate of 10% or more. However, the 17% of the agencies only had a workforce that reflected that same diversity. So quite a kind of a mismatch. These are some of the other training needs expressed by our participants, and it's in descending order with those that were most mentioned. So a number of our participants mentioned that their agencies needed training around cultural competency, leadership, communication and advocacy, quality improvement, and then very practical skills like data analysis and utilization. I thought it was interesting that fewer participants indicated that they needed training around accreditation. So just to summarize our results, 60% are really a majority of our local health departments did not have a succession planning. And this is in spite of the fact that the large number of public health individuals will be retiring relatively soon. 55% indicated succession planning was of high or very high concern. And again, there was a large discrepancy between the diversity of the population in Minnesota local health department jurisdictions and the diversity of their public health workforce. We used the data from our needs assessment to develop a pilot succession and diversity training for local health department employees. And this is the criteria that we use to select the agencies. The first criteria was that they didn't have a diversity plan nor planned to create one. Second, they did not have a secession plan. Third, they expressed, even though they didn't maybe have a secession plan, they had expressed a high or very high interest in creating one. And then last, they had a diversity discrepancy between the population and their public health workforce of 10% or greater. Okay. So based on that criteria, we identified four counties, two metro, and then two in greater Minnesota. And so we were able to create a pilot training program, again, using that criteria to select our agencies. And the actual training was conducted face-to-face and included multiple contacts with the participants. We used a local expert in diversity and succession planning. This was an individual who had many years working in this area with large corporations and healthcare systems. And we contracted to conduct trainings with two of the four counties. And we limited it to primarily because of just the limited resources. This is just a slide shows just what the training looked like. Again, it was conducted face-to-face and involved multiple contacts. So initially there was an on-site visit of a consultant with the agency leadership. And then the agency was asked to complete a pre-class standards assessment tool. I think to kind of get a sense of what the kind of receptivity in the organization was to around issues around diversity and succession planning. And then a half-day training session was conducted on succession planning and diversity and integrating diversity. And we chose a half-day because we were very sensitive to the time constraints of many people working in our public health agencies. The participants were then asked to go back to their agencies and come up with an actual written plan. Then there was a follow-up workshop, half-day training with the management team where they presented their a plan to the group. And then after that, there was follow-up contact between the consultant and the agency. So again, multiple contacts. As a result of our pilot training, two counties have engaged in training, have succession plans in place for a key coordinator and program manager positions. This was following 3 months. And then there was evidence of implementation of internal talent development and identification of external talent at 12 months. So some concrete outcomes happened as a result of the training. The training was recorded to be accessible to a larger group, and that training is titled Diversity and Succession Planning and can be found at this website. So I'll give you just a few minutes to seconds to copy that. Well, we learned some very valuable lessons from our pilot training program. First, we learned that online surveys really provide a efficient way of collecting statewide needs assessment data and fairly inexpensively. This particular survey cost a few thousand dollars, okay, to actually collect the data. Also, we learned that needs assessments can really serve multiple purposes. They can provide baseline data on the diversity of the population and workforce. And this baseline data can be used to really monitor progress in increasing the diversity of our public health workforce. These assessments can be used to check on the current status of where agencies are and really planning for the future. They can also be used to identify needs around accreditation and other training issues. This is the type of survey that can be used by other public health training centers or agencies and modified. For example, the survey in Minnesota was also used in North Dakota with some adaptations. But the basic set of questions can be used and modified to fit different contexts. Other lessons we learned about working with these particular local health departments is they really varied in their interest and readiness for succession and diversity planning. There were some agencies that were very, very interested, had developed formal plans, and then others who had not given as much attention to it. Second, we learned that targeting two counties of with high interest but different levels of staffing and organizational commitment provided an opportunity to really determine how well this type of training would work in different with different types of agencies. And then last, that the time and resources required to develop the training were minimized using a consultant with extensive experience in the area. In other words, you were basically able to contract with someone to do the work. Some next steps for us are to present and discuss our findings with some local stakeholders in Minnesota and North Dakota. We've already begun that process. We have presented our findings at some of our statewide conferences. We are planning to promote our online module of the recorded training. We are exploring opportunities to duplicate the same training in North Dakota and expand in other areas of Minnesota. And then we would like to continue to follow up with the agencies that we work with to check on their progress and successes. And then we want to also follow up with more trainings related specifically on the diversity piece. One of the feedback we got from participants was that we actually want to hear more about how we can increase the diversity of our public health workforce. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.